Blog Talk Radio.
Mama, they my lad jewel. No matter what, I'm waking up to get my sack off. Stack off to them rainy day past sun. Fuck a slut, catch a nut, then they fast forward. If you ain't want it, shit, you shouldn't have asked for. To the bank, talk straight up on the backboard. Head fur like a nigga on a crack core. In the motor like I'm trying to put the damn board. Leaning hard, shit, I'm looking at the back door. Head low with a black bow. Why they mad at black bow? Blowing gas for the past go. On foes with the screen glowing. On the pistol, imperial, official, giving niggas they issue. Put a hole in every nigga that came with you. Beat the fucking shots, ain't no way that I ain't hit you. Reload the clip, creep on the strip. I need to get the bag, ain't talking free those chips. I can be a lot of things, I won't be no bitch. Long ass dick with a long ass dick. Duck take together, ready for the switch. Nigga, you can see me, boy, never see the shit. Nigga, light came home, it's a blessing for the kid. Light waiting for the fall, you never gonna see it. Murder on my mind, that your ass killer sees it. G shit, BB. The yellow free shirt. Try rob away, niggas get seasick. At the end of the day, you never be shit. And no need drugs, bitch, I bleed this. Tunnel vision on, sorry, homie, I don't see shit. Sick or die, jumping up the deep end. Head first on them niggas, get to put their feet in. And you ain't gotta believe me, I live this. Keep it a brick, I mean cement. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it, can't teach this. Stack it through the week, then I ball on the weekend. And I'm all on your brow like it's freaking. All in the jaws like you see this. Still true, yeah, a nigga been chose. Yeah, still trading all gold. The one thing about it, hoes don't stop no show. Yeah, these bitches can't stop my show. Yeah, these niggas can't stop my show. Yeah, these bitches can't stop my show. Yeah, these niggas can't stop my show. Kill these niggas, kill these niggas. What we gon' kill these niggas? What we gon' kill these niggas?
Top down the watch with a Glock on me, hustling that nigga, so you know I keep an eye on me, and don't trust my stomach, she keep my heart pumping. You better not start nothing, or you gon' finish the jar. Spit the cigar, let me into your heart. Pull the Remy Allen, fasten your bra. No more asking you hard. Play your role, you know daddy in charge. She say her last dude barely involved. He barely called, and I ask her, is you ready or not? Is you ready to ball? Cause when you punch that clock, I ain't letting you
walk. I say rock with me, bro. I say rock with me. Let the hell freeze over and time stop ticking. I said, get rock with me, rock with me, rock with me. Let the hell freeze over and time stop ticking. I said, get rock with me, rock with me, rock with me. Let the hell freeze over and time stop ticking. I said, get rock with me, rock with me, rock with me. Let the hell freeze over and time stop ticking.
Yeah, you're now tuned into GEI Radio, New Music Mondays. I am your host, Tone. I got the homie Black Wind with me. Black Wind, what's good?
What up, bro?
What's going on with you?
Man, shit cool. Trying to get to it, man.
I thought you left me out there for a minute.
Oh, man, no, man, I got you. You already know, but I tell you, I got you.
What's going on? How the family? Everybody good? Just, you know, with all this stuff going on, this corona going on, how y'all staying safe?
Yeah, everybody good, man. Everybody staying safe. Everybody staying out the way. Doing our little 1-2, man.
That's what's up. Everybody good, man. I'm up north right now, so I'm up here, so in Maryland. Did they open Georgia back up?
Not yet. They talking about Friday.
Okay. That's what's up, man. But, you know, I play two tracks off the Second Wind joint. I play Show Off. Matter of fact, I played three. I think I'm going to play that On Guard again. That joint super go hard. But I play the Show Off joint, The Rock With Me, and on guard. Let me know, going into this project, what was the thought behind it? What was the creative process of going through this project?
Man, it just was like everyday life living. That's basically what I was going through at the time. So I was just sitting down, put a couple beats on, and just write what I was going through or what was going through my mind at the time.
That's a bet. That's a bet. And for those, I kind of gave it away, but for those who don't know, let them know where you're from.
ATL, man. You know, I'm from the east side. I'm in Lafayette, Georgia right now. Hell town, baby.
That's what's up, man. So how did you get started in music?
Man, I was young. I was staying in Decatur in this apartment called Swanton Heights, called the Red Bricks. You know what I'm saying? We had a group over there at the time when I was like 7. We had a group called Seth. It was like 4 or 5 dudes, you know what I'm saying? I'm still cool with them, well, majority of them to this day. And I heard them rapping, man. I fell in love with it. I just was like, I can tell my story through that.
About how old were you? Remember how old you was?
I was 7 years old, bro.
Oh, wow. Now, I always ask because, you know, with artists, you know, you write a lot of music. Do you remember your first rap? Do you remember the first rap you wrote?
Yeah, my first rap was called Chilling in Decatur.
Sitting in Decatur or Chilling in Decatur?
Yeah, that was close. You said what now?
You say Sitting in Decatur or Chilling in Decatur?
It was Chilling in Decatur.
Oh, wow. You remember your first joint. Most people don't even remember their first joint.
Yeah, I remember like how it started. I don't remember the whole thing. But I remember something.
That's what's up. Now, the name Black Wind, did you give yourself that name, or that's something that, you know, some homies gave you?
Well, we gave it to him. It started as a little joke. So, yeah, it started as a little joke, and then they calling me Black. You flow like the wind. Black flow like the wind.
And it is stuck.
It started as a little joke, and I just ran off it.
That's what's up. So check it out. I'm gonna play another track, and then we're going to jump back into the interview. So stay tuned, man. Let's get into this Heaven joint. GEI Radio, man. New Music Monday. Let's go. All
right.
Living this shit.
We're going to celebrate this shit for you, nigga.
What we live,
I'm going to try this. Fucked up, baby. I'm going to throw you, man, on a 4-5. I'm all in my feeling right now, man. Full of that shit. Kenny Wheel, where the heel, huh? It's been a minute, ain't it? Since we hit that black top and I broke gang. Died in 2015, was supposed to be famous. Remember you feeling the driveway for both of your fingers? Dang. And you swear you wasn't dangerous.
Yeah.
Real in the steel falling on the place. But hey, time stop for no man, only the man can save. Don't understand them haters. For them rich, them bitches just wanna take me. Remember granny house blazing, and she said, yeah, ain't make it. Granny couldn't take it, mama cried every day. I said, birdie in the face, that nigga told me he was straight. My dog told me he got his appetite back, then passed away. I was burnt 3-5 with this nigga in my driveway. I'm on the highway, smoking on some shit, got me sideways. Tears in my eyes as I ride to a high place. Heaven.
I know heaven must be real, cause it was hell when I buried mine. Pray before the day, they say that it get better over time. Really hell, I think they lying, I miss you when it hurts. Pray to God every day in hell, it keep on getting worse. I can't stop the tears from falling, I be staring at your picture. I've been fasting for a month, so I know it was the liquor. Granny buried all the children, used to ask God, she do it. Uncle Michael and my mama, then we buried Uncle Rudy, goddamn, shawty. Wish we could kick it like the past time and see my nigga birdie like a tiger on the back, man. Feeling like a crab core, trying not to crab mine. That nigga killed me, see my dog on the flat line. Old Draco told me I always be hard to find. So if you're looking for me, you need more than the ass sign. Pay me no mind, give it up for my dog. He went down for the ride and ended up with the fall. You ain't here, Michelle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We back. GI Radio, New Music Monday. I'm here with the homie Black Wind. The Heaven joint tight. Yo, I like that. I like that joint.
Yes, sir. Shout out to my nigga Scotty P.I. P.I.
Now, check this out. Like, you know, when we met, I remember you from a group, right? You know what I'm saying? It was like a million of y'all. You know what I'm saying? So the last couple of joints I've been seeing you solo dolo, the group still rocking, and this is something you're doing on the side, or is, you know, how does that work?
You know, we built like a fam. That's more like a family. So we still rocking, but everybody, you know, life pulled folks different ways, and everybody just in their own lane and trying to do their own thing. But, you know, I'm in the studio. That's what I do.
Fact.
So everybody put pause on the music, so I'm still going with it.
Now, what you like better? You like going in the studio with the group or zoning out dolo?
Man, it's just depending on what mood I'm in. But I'm always like going in with more than one creative deuce in the room. I love that, but at the same time, I like to be by myself. So I can go either way. It just depends on how you feel.
All right, now let me ask you this. Now, this is a question for when you go in the studio with a group and from when you're going by yourself. What's needed in the studio when you solo dolo, when it's just you, your beat maker, and maybe one other person? What's needed in the studio?
I don't really need anything. Now, what I prefer is probably, you know, my pause. I'm going to pick my pause probably some liquor or some weed, and I'm going to do my thing, but that's all I really need. I don't need that, but that's probably all I want. And some food if I'm going to be in there a long time.
Thanks. Now, when you go in with the squad, how was it then?
Oh, we coming the same way. Everybody, that's why it's more like family. Everybody, they individual person. So when we all come together, it's just like times 10. So whatever I'm going to want or whatever I'm going to need, they probably going to want the same thing, and we're going to have it there. It's just like more creative juices, man.
Thanks. You know, with most like artists, some artists be super weird, man. Like some people be needing candles, some people be needing Skittles. You know what I mean? Like I had an artist on yesterday. He was like Black and Miles and apple juice. That's the first time I ever heard somebody ask for apple juice. But I know when you're getting in your creative, you know, modes, you know what I mean? I know sometimes people need certain things. The setting got to be a certain way. So that's why I asked that. How many solo projects you got, and how many you got as a group?
Man, we got so, it go back so far, I lost count. But like online and where you can screen stuff, I probably got like 12, 13 that you can screen.
Wow,
and it's like three of them with the squad.
That's dope. That's work. Now, who are some of the people that influenced you to do what you do?
Man, I came up listening to A-Ball MJG. MJG is my favorite rapper at all times. I love Tupac. All right, you know, if it's reality music, somebody who's telling a story, Scarface, I love all that. That's what I came up to. That's who influenced me with the music. And like I say, when I was 7 years old, we had that group called, it was called Sets at the time. They influenced me. Yeah, my older cousin, he was rapping at the time. He influenced me, you know, along the way.
Now, when you're working on a project, like, do you try to stay away from listening to, like Tupac and your favorite rapper, so you won't go in the booth sounding just like them? Or do that's what you know, you can listen to it and separate what you do from that?
Yeah, I can separate the two. I'm most of the time, I'm riding, if I ain't riding some music that came out from the 90s, I'm riding myself. So I probably need to listen to them more, but no, I can separate the two.
Yeah. That was one of the hardest things. Like, I used to, like, when I rapped way back in the day, like, that was the hardest thing for me, man, because I would listen to, like, Nas, and then I'll go in the booth, I'd be listening to Nas all day. Then when I go in the booth, I find myself like, dang, this sounds like Nas. I couldn't separate the two. It was so hard for me to separate it. So that's dope that you can listen to MJG all day and then go in the booth and sound totally different. Like, that's definitely a talent. That was something that was super hard for me when I was doing my thing.
Yeah.
Man, let me ask you
this question. Go ahead.
Having daughters, right? Does that change the way you write?
Yeah, now but not really. Cause some of the stuff I'm gonna say, I'm gonna want them to get it in the message that they'll listen to it when I'm gone. You know, I really write like, you know, I say reality music, I'm really like writing, these are my words. I ain't really trying to fabricate it, and they know, and as my daughters, they know how I'm coming, so they gonna know how. I ain't really got no filter. I don't want no filter with them, so I really want them to get it how I say it. So I really ain't trying to sugarcoat it or nothing. I'm going to just put it out there how I want it out, though.
Have you ever changed the verse because of your daughter?
Have I ever changed the verse because of...
Or took something out, not changed the whole verse, but maybe like, nah, let me change this word up or let me...
I never changed the word up.
Oh, okay, that's
right. I never put it up. Because, nah, that's me. I feel like if I put it down on their paper, that's how I was feeling. So I ain't changing it for nothing. And I want them to know that, you know. That's how I felt.
Facts. And I actually, you did like two or three songs with your daughters, right? I know I seen the video.
Oh, I dropped like two or three. Now, that actually dropped the whole mixtape up. It's a whole mixtape, like 9-10 songs, and it's me and them on every song. And that was their mixtape for them.
That's dope.
It's called Family Over Everything. It's on Spotify and all that. And we shot a little video. Charles M. Robinson shot a video. That's that Stack Praise, Stay Out of the Way.
Yeah. Now, is this something that you think they going to take and run with it, or you think it's just something they're doing right now?
Now, I think it's them, because that's all, it's been, both of them, when I was in the studio, I probably held them when I was rapping the verse, so that's going to be around forever. That's probably, my youngest, she right now, I love notepad music. It's just a way they can relieve their stuff, you know, they find more. And it's always going to be around, that's why I really put it down, so when I'm gone, they're going to have that music still there, so, you know, they ain't going nowhere.
That's dope. So it's embedded, like you said, the whole, when you in your notebook, they right there watching you, though. So that's dope. But check it out. We're going to get into this Everything for Sale joint. We'll be right back. GR Radio, New Music Mondays. I'm chilling with the homie Black Wind. We playing, you know, a couple of joints off the album, Second Wind. Let's go. Everything for Sale.
From a bag to a bell, shout it, drop it on the scale, watching out for 12, yeah, everything's for sale.
Bag it all, add it all, stack it all.
From a bag to a bell, shout it, drop it on the scale, watching out for 12, yeah, everything's for sale.
Bag it all, add it all, stack it all.
Switching lanes in the white Jag, feet in the gas. Getting brain as I fly past, ripping that ass, drop her off, yeah, I'll be right back. And then she mad, cause everything got a price tag, and I got cash, and I got a bag of pot that is up there like an astronaut. Grab the Glock, cause I passed the cop, if a mess will stop, I'm mashing out. It's hot, better ball and chill, get it how you live, keep it gutter and never call the crib. A dog for real, and my little nigga, he got all the pills, but by the zip, still in the rapper, nigga, back and seal. Cause can't afford another bad deal. I'm mad still, been on my brain the past 8 years. You know, got killed. I'm a bag to a bell, shout it, drop it on the scale. Watching out for 12, yeah, everything's for sale.
Bag it all, add it all, stack it all.
From a bag to a bell, shout it, drop it on the scale. Watching out for 12, yeah, everything's for sale.
Stop.
No, you can't stop that.
Fuck all these niggas, same to you bitches, same to the ops. We selling dope every day. Ain't worried about cops. Ain't worried about ops. Rely on your face. Don't you try it, Rudolph. I whip a stone to a brick. I whip up a brick in a 50 disc. I take it to block and I flip it quick. The junkies, they say it's immaculate. I'm counting all night like a vampire. You got the dope on the road and a sad tire. You got a message for all of you fade rappers. Got a sign to a nigga, I headline you. Take off in a jetliner. You niggas sending the co-signer. Oh, no, don't need no sign. Dropping cash on the car like a still signer. All of this dope come with benefits. My one and gorgeous, big old tick. Chevy on Ford, just 26. Sucking dick in that Porsche, never fitting. Yeah.
From a bag to a bell, shout it. Dropping on the scale. Huh. Watching out for 12, yeah. Everything's for sale.
Bag it all, bag it all.
Wait for the right moment. Roll the dice, homie. Yeah, early in the morning. Woke up feeling like Tony. If it's stuff don't want it. Stupid niggas get served dummies. Word to your mama. On the curb trying to come up. Nigga, all I see is numbers. You niggas birds in the jungle. Better fly high, stay up out the way. End up spilling niggas' stomach. Better roll to get ran over. Holding that's just how I'm coming. Trying to make something, nigga, shake something. You want an ounce, you won't pay it on. No one thing you won't take from me. I'm straight dumping. Now niggas acting funny, got a bag of money. It's all good to your ass for some. A bag of junk. We at the corner, clean and cut, ain't want it.
From a bag to a bell, shout it. Dropping on the scale, huh? Watching out for 12, yeah. Everything's for sale.
Bag it all, bag it all. Add it all, add it all. Stack it all, stack it all.
From a bag to a bell, shout it. Dropping on the scale, huh? Watching out for 12, yeah. Everything's for sale.
Yeah, we back. GR Radio, man. New Music Mondays again. I'm chilling with the homie Black Winds. We premiering, well, not premiering, but we dropping some joints off the, you know, the album, The Second Wind. Now, that Everything For Sale, John, you did a video for that, right?
Yeah, Charles M. Robinson shot the video. Dream a Mile on the video, on the feature.
I told one of my homeboys, I said, I don't know a signed artist with more videos than you. Like, it seemed like you got a video for every song, you know, every joint. And you got a new fresh car in every joint.
Yes, I'm trying to say in their face, man.
That's work. That's work. Them visuals is everything. Like, I be telling people, you could drop music all day, but people like to see, you know what I mean? People like to see what's going on. So you need those visuals. Like, you got to get you a cameraman and shoot. Like I told him, I'm like, yo, matter of fact, homie Keith, like, I'm like, yo, Black got a joint.
Oh, yeah, man.
Every single song.
Water's got some cover too.
Oh, wow, yeah. Now, outside of the camp, just name a couple people, you know what I mean, that you've been work with or looking to work with.
Man, I done worked with Don P. Don P produced a couple tracks with Trivia. He done produced a couple tracks. Tracks with, Mackie I. Shot Mackie I. Triple Gutter. Of course, Squad, what you said outside of school. I got Waters. Me and Waters got a track we got worked on. Worked on stuff with Tracy T, Sir Johnson, P.L., Moneybine. Yeah, all of them.
That's what's up.
Me and Young got a track coming. Loose Voltage. Man, they go all day. I work with everybody.
Now, your top five. If I ask you your top five artists all time, who would be in that top five?
Top five artists all time? It's going to be, I say MJG. I say MJG, then I say Tupac. I say Killer. Killer and Mackie I, they in the top five. Let's see, we got one more slot. I get the Webby retarded.
Webby?
Yeah, Webby retarded.
Webby, okay.
Yeah.
Now producers, right? Now producers. Name like, give me three producers you would love to work with. If you had, if you could work with any producer, you know what I mean, in the world, putting together an album, what would be the three?
Hard Nards. You know, it would be Hard Nards. I worked with Chevy Music before, and I work with him again. And what we got? We got Bricks. I work with Bricks, Dizzy, all of them.
Next, now artists. If you could work with any artist, independent, mainstream, any three artists you could put on the album, who would be the three artists?
MJG, Webby, and goddamn, who else going to see? Oh, Moneybagg, you're going in too.
Now, what type of stuff? Okay, you say MJG, right? Because those like MJG. What type of vibe would it be with MJG? Like you and MJG in the studio, what type of vibe, what type of song would you want to put out with MJG?
Oh, you know, that pimp tight. Yeah, let's get it going. Yeah, let's get it going. Yes, sir. We're ready to go slam. Yeah, Jay ready to go crazy.
So that's more on the pimp side, like on that side with MJG. Now with Webby,
yeah.
What would the song be? How would the song
we going on some gutter shit. Yeah, we going on some gutter shit, man. We got to put a tip on that thing. Free gutter, free tip.
And money bag.
Yeah, how money bag, man. We going pop shit. We going floss on that song. He like the floss and shit. Yeah, we going to floss on that. We going to talk big money on this song.
That's a bet. Now, let me ask you this. Like, the ups and downs, right, being an independent artist, what's some of the ups of being an independent artist?
I say with everything that come out, it all came out your pocket. You get to see where your money going. That's up and down. I mean, you see it unfold in front of your eye. You know what work you put into it.
Okay. And that's
what
people
more.
Don't.
You think they grind. It means more to you. You know, you ain't just gonna throw it away.
Do you think it's harder being an independent artist?
Oh, not really, because everything you get done, as long as you focus, you can get it done. The only thing I would say the downfall is. It's having that machine and that media, the advertisement, getting advertised everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That machine behind you. But as far as everything else, like as far as music, the quality and the video, that's easy. That's the easy part. Writing the songs, everything, that's easy.
Yeah, that machine. But I think a lot of times, especially like street dudes making a transition into music, they don't really get to social media like that. It's hard to gauge the social media. But once you learn how to work social media, I think it's cool being independent because, like you say, when you drop an album, that money comes straight to your pockets. You ain't got to worry about waiting or getting paid on the back end. That's all your bread. And your content is yours. You can make whatever you want. You ain't got to sell your soul. So I will always tell the artist,
You can drop when you want to. You can talk about what you
want to
talk about and all that.
Yeah, fact. The only downside that I see with being independent is don't be independent if you're lazy. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be lazy being independent because everything goes off of you. So if you're a hustler, then shoot, you're going to get it.
Exactly. You're independent, you got to put it out there. You ain't nobody else going to do it. You really going for yourself.
Now, when y'all in the studio, how do you pick these songs? Like, how do you know what songs is going to make it and what song, like, what's the process with that? Do you over-record or do you make just enough music for the album?
I probably definitely over-record because I record a lot. But it's just certain songs, man. Certain songs, I probably listen to other people's opinions, but it's just certain song how it made me feel or probably won't mean nothing to nobody else, but it'll mean something to me. But I know when they hear it, it's gonna change. It is, I guess, it's just a feeling.
So when you record your, let's say you're working on the second one, right? And you record 20 songs. Is it like the crew in there listening, or is it like you already got, you know, 9 or 10 songs, and you just looking for another 3 to put on?
I probably got 20 songs, and I'm narrowing down from what I'm listening to in my ear and what I want people to hear.
Fact. That's what's up, man. We gonna let's get into another joint then, man. This Breaking My Heart joint. Let's get into that joint, man. Again, it's GI Radio, new Music Mondays. I'm here with the homie Black Wind. Let's go, Breaking My Heart.
Keep this shit to you. Back up for you. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Huh. Do you want me for me?
Yeah.
Is you gonna keep it G? And if I fucked up, I'ma play the field if I sense you playing me.
Yeah.
I'ma keep it real, the only way I know to be.
Yeah.
You know it's me, stopping through a grocery, making sure you eat, looking at how it's supposed to be.
Real, nigga,
you a glass of wine,
yeah.
I'ma roll your weed.
Yeah.
Had a long day, hey, I'ma rub your feet.
Yeah.
Treat a nigga like a king, know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shawty, it's a small thing, fuck it, they all lame. Thinking it's all game, nah, it's real talk.
Sure.
Fucked around and fell in love with a boss. I just love the way you walk, country slang when you talk. Shout it, slick hood, she with the shit, just misunderstood. One of the truest, but Lord knows I can't trust her. You must take me for a bust. You know I love you though, that's why I fuck you slow. Slow down, what you rushing first? Where you gotta go? Nowhere, time. I need that so dope. She keep it so real. I gave her half. She want the whole bill.
Damn.
Told her mama hold the wheel. Hard for me to steal with that mouth. I call it roadkill. That shit gave a nigga shit. The whole spill.
Yeah. Do you want me for me? You gon' keep it cheap. And if I fuck up, you gon' stay a lead. See, I'ma play the field. If I say you playing me, I'ma keep. Real, the only way I know to be. You want me for me, you gon' keep it cheap. And if I fuck up, you gon' stay a lead. Hey, I'ma play the field if I said you playing me. Hey, I can keep it real, the only way I know.
Oh yeah, I definitely gotta play that joint back. I'm sorry, y'all. One more time.
Keep this shit to you. Back up for you. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Do you want me for me?
Yeah.
Is you gon' keep it G? And if I fucked up,
fuck
you gon' stay a lead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'ma play the field if I sense you playing me.
Yeah.
I'ma keep it real, the only way I know to be.
Yeah.
You know it's me, stopping through a grocery, making sure you eat, looking at how it's supposed to be.
Real, nigga,
you a glass of wine,
yeah.
I'ma roll your weed.
Yeah.
Had a long day, hey, I'ma rub your feet.
Yeah.
Treat a nigga like a king. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shawty, it's a small thing. Fuck it, they all lame.
Hey,
you thinking it's all game?
Hey.
Nah, it's real talk.
Sure.
Fucked around and fell in love with a boss. I just love the way you walk. Country slang when you talk. Shawty, slick hood. She with the shit, just misunderstood. One of the truest, but Lord knows I can't trust her.
I can't trust her.
You must take me for a bust.
Woo.
You know I love you though. That's why I fuck you
slow. Slow down, what you rushing for? Where you gotta go? Nowhere, tie up your hair. I need that so deal. She keep it so real. I gave her half, she want the whole bill. Told her mama hold the wheel. Hard for me to steal with that mouth. I call it roadkill. That shit gave a nigga shit. The whole still.
Do you want me for me? You gon' keep it cheap. And if I fuck up, you gon' stay a lead. See, I'ma play the field. If I said you playing me, I'ma keep it real. The only way I know it to be. You want me for me? You gon' keep it cheap. And if I fuck up, you gon' stay a lead. Hey, I'ma play the field. If I said you playing me, hey, I can keep it real. The only way I know.
Yeah, we back. GI Radio, New Music Mondays, man. I'm chilling with the homie Black Wayne. Yo, that joint right there.
I just shot a video of that, too.
Listen, I just wrote it down. I said, I got to ask him to make a video for it. Okay, you got to send me that joint.
I just shot one yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you got to send me that joint. That joint. I wish it was longer, though. That joint like 2:30.
Hey, you know what? Hey, you ain't the only person who said that.
Yeah, that joint's super short, though. I mean, it still go hard, though. Man, that's a joint right there. Mix that. Who produced that joint?
Man, I got that offline. That's an online GI, I believe that's a producer name.
Oh yeah, man. You gotta get with him.
I was in New York. I was just playing shit, man. I was like, oh yeah, this is it. That's my speed.
Yeah. Like now, see, like when you say MJG or something like that.
No, something like that. That was the
man
like that.
On a remix.
And
then you're gonna go. Yeah, that's. I'm rocking with that joint. I just looked over to my wife. I'm like, yo, he got one. You got to listen to this.
Yo.
That joint, yo.
Appreciate you.
Now, what you think about the music scene now? As far as what you're hearing now, up north, down south, west coast, midwest, how you feel about the music scene now?
See, I think it's going to go back to that real shit. I think it's going to go back to that reality life music. And all that bubblegum stuff gonna fade out.
Yeah, I think they got too commercial. I think it got too commercial. I think it was a little balanced at first, and then it just somewhere it just got lost, man. It just got real crazy with the crazy hair and just all the crazy
stuff.
The mumble
route, man. See, now I'm starting to listen to stuff, and I'm hearing storytelling again. I think it's gonna come back to that.
Yeah, man. And the thing is, like, I always tell people, like, it's movements like what y'all got, and a couple other people that I know that got, you know, like clicks and everybody just nice and everybody keep it 100. Like, we gotta push that though. You know what I'm saying? Like the same way we push that trash, we gotta push the real too. Cause if not, it's gonna be unbalanced. That's why it's being heard because. People say they looking for real, but when you put it out there, people ain't going to check for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's not getting the same attention. So that's why every platform I got, every time I got anything going on, I make sure I try to call y'all guys and a couple other guys I know that's doing real music that I can say they about that.
It's
all love.
Yeah, I already know.
Now, let me ask you this. This is the last question before we, you know, kind of wrap it up while getting to the last song.
Okay.
Mixtape or album? When you working on something, which one do you enjoy doing more? Let me ask you this. Which one seem like work?
I think the album definitely. mixtape is something I probably I can drop a mixtape tomorrow. That's something I'm finna just go through a couple of songs and pick the hardest ones and drop it. But the album, I want to tell a story.
Yeah. Fact.
I think I put a little bit more into an album than a mixtape.
That's a bet. You know, because sometimes people mixtape be better than they album sometimes without them even knowing it. Like I be telling people, like, yo, y'all think you put a little bit too much into this mixtape. Like, this joint's riding like an album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, true. It happened like that, because I guess you put the best song, you throwing them on now. You really ain't putting too much thought into it. Sometimes when you put too much thought into something, you can mess it up.
Yeah, yeah. And then with the mixtape, I think people get a little bit more creative because they feel like, all right, this ain't my body of work. I'm just using other people's beats. But then you start getting super creative because you're on all these other beats and it turn out to be something real big. And it's like, yo, this mixtape is mine, you know, like, for real. Like, it goes. So you got any other projects outside of this project? You got anything you got coming up? Things that we need to be checking on?
Oh yeah, me and your boy Mackie, I got a mixtape we finna drop. We ain't got the name for it yet, but we working on it.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna get Mackie on here. You know what I mean? I've been, you know, y'all too, man, like y'all, like, that's one thing I can say with y'all guys, man, like y'all, you know, you Mack and there's a couple other guys, like, y'all keep me up to date with what y'all got going on. As soon as y'all drop something, it's in my inbox, I get to ride out to it. I be feeling like I'm riding out to it first. Before everybody else, I don't know, but you know what I mean? Y'all keep me in tune to what y'all got going on. That's why I always reach out to y'all first, like anything I got going on. So that's dope. I know that joint gonna be hot, a whole bunch of visuals. Mackie got
man,
more
you
energy.
You got to work.
Yeah, that's yeah. Dope. That's dope. I like y'all remind me like a southern, like, Red Corner Ghost. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got all the energy. You laid back to a mix. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'd be hot. So, have y'all ever did an album? Just y'all two, or y'all just
do mixtapes? We actually did an album back in the day, man. It probably been like 10 plus years ago. It's on that pill. So it's called From Nothing to Something. Me and Mackie got did it. So that's what we said. We're gonna come back with another.
Yeah, y'all definitely got to do an album, man. I'll even throw some. You know what I mean? Just let me know if y'all, you know, when y'all ready to do the album. And I'll definitely shoot y'all some beats that I know some producers and stuff. Just see if y'all like them, if it's y'all speed, if it's not cool, if it is, rock with it. You know what I mean? Because I definitely want to hear that. That joint would be super fire.
Hell yeah.
We're gonna get into this last song, then we're going to wrap it up. This joint is One Stack, Two Stack. Oh, you know what? I meant to ask you, too. Before we do that. The name, that's what I meant to ask you about your name. Black Wind. It used to be Black Wind T-U-T-T. Am I mistaken? Or like, what was it?
It was Black Wind, a.k.a. Christ.
A.k.a. Christ. Oh, I thought it was like U-T-T or U-T, something like that. Okay, I might be wrong.
U-T-T is just my record label, Under the Tree Record.
Oh, I got you.
So Black Wind, U-T-T, that's just to me.
Okay, I got you. Cause now I just see Black Wind. Okay, I got you. My bad. All right. Let's get into this joint, yo. One Stack, Two Stacks, GI Radio, man. New Music Mondays, Black Wind in the building, the second win the album. Let's go.
Yeah. Man going crazy, this motherfucker.
Hey, gotta make a drill, talking one stack, two stack, three stack, four stack, five stack. Cook it up, bring that nine back, plus they pitching, so why hijack? 9 o'clock back in a macaroni, like damn, homie, where you find that? To be honest, you should pay homage. I was modest, I was humble, I was cool as a fan. Niggas got too motherfucking comfortable on the come on, count my pockets, you keep watching, watch me run it up, good sit, nigga. You ain't one of us, yo, bitch, either she just come to fuck. I knew this day would come, they done let me get my money up. I like,
Yeah, we back, man. GI Radio, New Music Mondays, man. I'm here with the homie Black Wind, the album Second Wind. Again, man, like I think you be cheating us, man. Like these joints blazing. You got 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes 30 seconds, man. We need that. We need that 3 minute 30 second joint.
You know, people be so moving around. I don't try to oversaturate it, man. I just kill people enough just to want more.
Yeah, man. You got at least add to give us that extra 20 seconds on these joints. At least give us the 3 minutes.
3 minutes, all right. Noted.
But let everybody know where they can find you at, man. All your social media, your music, and all that.
I'm Blackwing UTT on Facebook, Blackwing UTT on Instagram. I'm on Snapchat, Blackwing UTT, and website www.blackwingutt.com.
Now, see, you got the merch too. Can they get the merch off all those sites too, or they got to hit you on something else?
Yeah, they just get at me. Just get at me on whatever site or, you know, email, you know, whatever.
That's a bet.
Yeah, we check it out. One of those on social media, and
we can set it up from there. That's a bet. Can you give me what's the email? Can you shoot the email out there?
Yeah, the email is 211prince@yahoo.com. B211prince@yahoo.com.
That's a bet. Again, man, I appreciate you coming on. Yo, as always, love. Like they don't know, like we've been rocking. You know what I mean? They've been killing shows for me all the time, man. Like the whole camp, you know, tell the whole camp I say what's up, man. I'll be back in the A real soon as this thing over. We can get it back shaking. I hope the fam good. Hope everybody, you know, staying safe. You know what I mean? And again, bro, I appreciate you coming through, man. Tell Mackie holler at me. I got to get him on here. Tell Mackie holler at me.
All right. I got you.
That's a bet, man. Check it out. GI Radio every Monday, man. Tune in. We breaking artists. We playing music. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this week we had Black Wind on debuting. I keep saying debuting. It been out. Well, not been out, but you know what I mean? We've displayed some of the music off the Second Wind. Make sure you go to all those sites. Check it out. It's dope. And please write in the comments, and all his comments, write 3 minutes. 3 minutes. You know what I mean? We want 3 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, man. Y'all be safe down there, man. Salute.
Yeah. All right, bro. Appreciate you, man. Hold it down. You do the same.
No problem.